Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Well, if you've ever watched me before, you know I like to sing some of the songs, and I'm maybe one of the few people in America that knows every official song from every branch of the military, but I'm not going to make you listen to me sing them today. We'll save that one for another day. Anchors away, because that rhymes. So now you know. But why am I talking about military music? Because that's what gets played maybe at the funeral of a fallen hero. And I want to talk to my veterans today about some of the things that they can and can't do in addition to buying back their military time if they have not retired. So obviously we want to do that. But this is specific about burial. A lot of my veterans have come to me and say, yeah, I get buried for free at a national cemetery. Some people didn't know that there were actual no-cost burial options at national cemeteries. So I want to kind of go over very streamlined bullet points, things you can do, can't do, some of the benefits, and why it may be worth it to go ahead and get established with your local veteran VA cemetery to go ahead and kind of check it out, feel it out. It's worth a trip. You know, I've got couples now like, yeah, we took a day trip to the funeral home and then had lunch. So you can do that. Get it scheduled, check it out and see where it is. You know, for me, it was very natural, very normal. My grandpa is buried at Arlington Cemetery. He was a retired lieutenant colonel in the Army, fought in Vietnam, Korean War. He flew planes and he took us. I can remember three separate occasions that he took us to Arlington to show us where his site was going to be. Those weren't the only reasons we went. Obviously, we were doing DC, but when we went to Arlington, he said, okay, we're going to go over here. I'm going to show you where Papa's going to be buried. And I actually had an aunt who had passed away in childbirth, and so she's already there. And anyway, he would say, this is here. You can always tell because you can see this, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier from here, and then there's this tree, and this is where we'll be. And it was always very natural. So when he did end up passing away, going there was, I had exactly expectation. I knew exactly where we were going to be. And it was very heartwarming. And I can tell you, veteran funerals are incredible, gives you goosebumps, makes you incredibly proud. And of course, at Arlington, they're giving he had the full case on. He had the three volley guns. There's a 21 gun salute and a three volley, very different. Music. His happened to be right after the Cherry Blossom Festival, so everything was pink and the flowers were going. I tell you that because it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be off limits. It doesn't have to be hushed in corners and spoken in private. You can have these conversations, and I encourage that you do. It will help you and it will help your family. It will help that expectation. It makes clear your wishes. It is 100% worth it. So if you are a veteran who had an honorable discharge, and there are some other people too. So let's see who's eligible to have a burial in the VA National Cemetery. If you had an honorable discharge, and obviously if you passed away on active duty, in training, or in training on inactive duty, and there are many family members, spouse of the veteran, even after they remarried, which is kind of interesting. And if you're the minor child of a veteran, even if that veteran's already passed away, and in some cases, the unmarried adult dependent children. So a lot of people didn't realize that this benefit carried into other family members simply by virtue of being a veteran. Now, what do you get? So a lot of people consider that to be, I get buried for free. And because people had told me that, I was like, oh, we get buried for free. It's not totally free. What do you get? What do we have access to? What is no cost is fairly limited. So we want to know what this is. So you have the grave site, you get the access. So it's the available space, the opening and closing of the grave, perpetual care, that is maintenance, lawn care, government headstone, a marker or medallion, presidential memorial certificates, and a burial flag at no cost. What did you not hear me say? You did not hear me say casket. You did not hear me say vault. You did not hear me say pastor, band, travel, flowers. You're picking up what I'm putting down. This is why either additional coverage, insurance, prepaid stuff is fine. There's benefits to that, and there's some other things that are sort of a disadvantage. So good things to consider, but what does that even mean? What is a Veterans Legacy Memorial? That is a database. It's a database where you know over 10 million service members are listed so you can find a loved one. What else is there? Well, it's a headstone. All of us have seen examples of the headstone where, you know, they're in perfect rows and they make the diagonal and they make that patriotic feeling of this green grass up against these marble headstones. And oh my goodness. And it'll have obviously on here, you know, name, rank, and some other things, you know, what I say, entry, exit. You entered and exit into the military. We entered and exited into the earth. So it has that beginning and end date. The medallions, it's kind of interesting. So it is affixed to the headstone, or it can be, but you get that medallion from the military, from the VA, as well as the presidential memorial certificate to take home. So that's kind of what it looks like. This is all what's happening. You also get a flag. You get a burial flag. As you know, that is part of the ceremony, the folding of that flag and the presentation to the loved one. I have ours that was fairly recent, only about 3 years ago, when they folded it and gave it to my aunt, who was the executrix at the time. And it was just, my goodness, the folding, the process, the presentation, you know, of that. That is an incredible, touchable, tangible memento, as well as the opportunity to take a plaque or an urn. Now, many believe in cremation, and it's obviously less expensive. Now, the VA will bury those cremated remains in their urn, but if you choose to sort of take home the urn and the remains are in that commemorative urn or memorial urn, you can't go back and say, hey, I've got these remains. Can you go ahead and bury them now? They don't kind of do that. It's cremate, bury, inter them, and it's done. You don't take them home and decide later to inter them. And then that plaque is very interesting also. So that's kind of a very fast overview of some of the things that you're able to do as a veteran in terms of a no-cost burial. Why am I talking about this, Raina? You handle retirement. What comes after retirement? No, I'm just kidding. But that's part of the retirement planning. We start with the end in mind. That is beneficiaries, legacy. That's why we plan for taxes. That's why we plan for life insurance. Life insurance has no income tax issue for our beneficiaries. And you want them to, like, we've all had some experience with someone passing away, and there's nothing fun about it, but you can make it easier on them by meeting with me and my team. We can help you plan for the now, see what the end looks like. How do you want it to look like? Even sometimes down to the detail of, do you want to be buried with glasses on, with them off? Jewelry on, jewelry off. Do you have an outfit you want to wear? How would you like it to be? Do you want to be in your uniform, or do you not want to be in your uniform? These are things you may want to address. We can help you make a plan, and we also want to help make sure that you have money along the way to get there. We'll talk to you soon, get scheduled so we can have a meeting and make a plan for you.
Thanks for listening to Raina Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Raina works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Raina directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.